In today's Gospel's reading, Herod's attitude can caught up in so many ways. For we all know that he wanted to see Jesus, wanted to bring homage and understand who is Jesus, but his intention is not to trust him, but fear in his heart. For we all know that in him, that he will be lost his power. That this little child is powerful and known to anyone. So what does that mean to us? For we all know that in this time still, the spirit and season of Christmas is refreshing. But how do we spend our Christmas time with oneself, to our family, to the community? How many of you receive and welcome relatives and friends? Are you thank giver to God because they visited you? Or are you complainer because it's the way out of your own way? In other words, they were there, but your mindset is not focused on how you welcome them heartedly. This is what we caught up in so many ways because our attitude turned into badness rather than goodness. Don't you ever realize that we need to set back ourselves and thank God that someone can visit with us? They spend money, they spend time, they spend hours, years just to come and drop by. We all experience the sadness moment. And it's so heart aching. It's because Christmas is welcoming, inviting, and our attitude heroed. It's time to change. Otherwise, we need to let God be our God in our day-to-day life. We want the spirit of Christmas becomes an ongoing journey welcoming the way we present ourselves in Christ here at the Eucharist, and upon hearing the word of God will inspire us and will redirect our mind accept to become who we are. That's why for those who are lacking of wisdom, pray for the wisdom of God. Wisdom is God's knowledge and gives joy to the heart. It builds up confidence in doing God's will. Ask for his wisdom so that you can be wise like a serpent, but humble like a dove. Today's feast of Epiphany of the Lord is God's manifestation through Jesus, his Son. The invisible becomes visible. Jesus is the Word of God who became flesh and alive in the worldwide church's ministry and mission. Truly, he is the fullness of God's revelation. In other words, there is no other name who can satisfy our real needness, who can make our humble and longing for what we are and who we are. Only Jesus. That's why we are here, because of him. But we need to have an attitude of Jesus rather than Herod. In Christ, we are one. In him, we belong to God and are called to live with one another. In Jesus' mission, we are called to serve and be faithful to his command, to love and to serve. We are holy because Christ made us holy. We are good because God said we can be perfect every day but not sinning. We can make our life better because God gave us gift of freedom to choose. In other words, all life matters. Neither every choice we made are for accountability and responsibility. It is a choice to be peacemaker, even though it is difficult to comprehend, to be kind and merciful and ready to learn, even if it is too hard, to accept and understand, even if it is too difficult. Remember, for all the good, we bless each other. It gives joy, peace, and happiness, and the great reward is inner peace. In all life circumstances, there is always good news that we are called to arise and shine because God is with us. Emmanuel is with us. That's why Christmas is about Christ welcoming into the world, into our hearts. But sad to say, it's a celebration of joy. Still many are sad. It's because they choose to be sad without prejudice, without knowing the fact where the person coming from. But the point is that our attitude needs to be more thankful, to be more grateful, because it humbles ourselves, because we are not left alone. God is always be on our side, in darkness of life. That Christ is the guiding star that lightens our path to peace, and we believe. Like the wise man or the magi, we are called to search diligently, seeking Christ in our daily ups and downs, and patiently waiting the answer with hope. So let us encourage one another with confidence that in God, all are possible. No and ifs or buts, but just believe. For Christ has to be born into our everyday lives. If our eyes open, then we can see the more possibility that we can be good Christians in words and in deed. If we profess our faith with no fear, then we deepen our faith. If we learn to love and forgive again and again, then we can be a living witness that God forgives, and we can change and be like Him in His divine image. As the Magi offered the gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold, a symbol of Christ's priestly role to be priest, prophet, and king, we too can offer ourselves to God with honesty and integrity as our gift to the Father, and be His living voice to transmit the power of God's everlasting love for healing and forgiving, for sharing and blessings, and for loving and caring. Having the right attitude towards oneself and each other, leading our way of life for peace. The very essence of Christianity is giving love every day, or being good Christians every day, not only inside the church or Sunday obligations, but every day, where it gives hope, it gives inspiration. Christian faith is called to share, to witness, and to live life to the fullest, and a call for Christians in actions. The light of Christ has to pass on, and the beauty of life is confidently beautiful from within. Because we welcome Jesus in our heart. We acknowledge Him in the Word of God that we are inspired. We receive Christ in the Eucharist because we believe it is, Lord, You are God in me. You are God for everyone. You are God of goodness. So let us live our life with spirit-filled and full of joy as we share Christ, the best gift ever we receive from God, throughout the days of our lives, because in God, every day is a new beginning, new hope, new life. Would you really consider a change of heart and be Christ's presence among us? And if yes to His will, then we shall live. I believe, you believe. Do we really believe that Christ is God, Son of the living God, that Christ is the source of everlasting life, that Christ is my Lord and personal Savior? Then transform our life into what is reality, to be a beacon of hope, messengers of joy. Let us profess our faith